Step 2. Find your money. I hope the first step motivated you to get ready to start over and get going on your 2010 financial action plan. Now the question is, where to start? The answer is, it's time to find your money. Every day I talk to people just like Georgia, whom we met in step 1. They are worried about the economy and their own financial futures. Not surprisingly, they're filled with questions. Is this a good time to invest in real estate, they ask me? What do you think about foreclosure properties? Should I buy mutual funds or individual stocks? What's the best way to get back all the money I lost in my 401k plan? These are all good questions, but for most people, they are the wrong questions to ask first. That's because for most people, and maybe this includes you, there's one question that has to be answered before they can start dealing with all those other issues, and that is this. Where is your money now, and where does it go every day? Do you know? Here's the deal in a nutshell. If you don't know where your money is and where your money is going, you can't start over financially. First, you have to find your money. Then you can make a plan. You have to face the facts of what you have and don't have. Back in the winter of 2008 and 2009, when the stock market was hitting bottom, a lot of people simply couldn't bear to watch what was happening to their savings and retirement accounts. So they stopped looking. I guess it's understandable. But when it comes to money, ignorance is definitely not bliss. Getting your finances organized, understanding where your money is and where it is going, is the key to starting over. In order to make a financial plan that is based on reality as opposed to wishful thinking, you need to do 2 things. 1. Determine what all your assets and obligations are. 2. Figure out where you spend your money month by month, day by day. In this step, I'm going to share with you how to do both of those things. First, I'll show you how to get organized with my painless Startover file folder system. Then I'll help you get a handle on your spending by figuring out your latte factor. Are you ready? Let's get started. All your bills in a box. The Startover file folder system for 2010. Let's face it, organizing your finances can be a real chore. Every month you get sent dozens of statements, bills, and other financial documents in the mail and online. It can be overwhelming. The good news is that there's a way to get organized that's amazingly easy and relatively painless. A system that allows you to find your bills and important documents quickly and without worry. I first developed my file folder system back in the 1990s, and it's one of the top things my readers thank me for. That's because it is one of the few things that you can do in less than an hour at home to fix and secure your financial life. Many people, maybe you're one of them, waste literally hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars a year paying late fees, interest fees, and penalty fees because they can't find their bills in a pile of other financial stuff, and as a result, miss their payment deadlines. Of course, times change, and our needs change with them. So I have taken the FinishRich file folder system that I've described in my previous books, and I've updated it for the current economic environment. What hasn't changed is that it's still simple, and you can still set it up at home in less than an hour. Here's what you do. First, get yourself 15 or so hanging folders and a box of at least 50 file folders to put inside them. Then label the hanging folders as follows.